Some serial entrepreneurs like Sir Richard Branson or Elon Musk captivate the collective imagination and rise to achieve celebrity status. We're fascinated by those who are able to constantly build businesses or products, yet the well never seems to dry up. It's easy to put charismatic leaders on a pedestal who seem to have limitless energy, but we are only seeing glimpses of people's lives in the media. How can business leaders, whether C-suite executives or entrepreneurs, maintain a healthy work-life balance so they can continue to give back to their work and to the world? And what cauldron of experience and beliefs drives the sort of business leader who wants to become one of the greatest of all time?
I want to be the GOAT, okay? I want to be the best entrepreneur, but also the best husband and father, and health and faith and everything. Like, I set those goals because it creates in me a different mindset. If you're just doing entrepreneurship for money's sake or to get a retirement, I don't even believe in retirement. That's another story. But the point of this is to be holistically successful. That is the most important thing.
That's Scott Donnell, a serial entrepreneur with many businesses and projects. Currently, these range from Happy, which creates and sells a device that uses magnetic fields to improve a person's mood, to Gravy Stack, an app that helps educate kids on finances, to Hero Maker Studios, a decentralized comics universe. And just recently, Scott sold off Apex Education, a company that helps kids develop leadership skills and have fun with fitness, all while fundraising for their schools. But simply selling his diverse catalog of companies isn't the goal. No, Scott's ambition goes far beyond an impressive exit. Scott wants to be the new breed of GOAT, a well-rounded greatest of all time who wins in business, but is equally successful in terms of family, faith, and health, too. It's a mission that many overworked business leaders have aspired and struggled to achieve. But Scott is actually doing it. And on this episode of Business X Factors, Scott shares his winning formula for creating businesses that succeed, all while meeting his personal goals. Learn what principles he leans into and how he keeps his businesses from owning him. I'm Jeremy Bergeron, the Vice President of Media Strategy at Mission.org. Welcome to Business X Factors. Each week, we'll take a look at the secret sauce that takes companies to the highest levels of success and then unpack how they got there. We'll explore how these organizations are run, what's so special about the people, the culture, and the processes that make it all happen. What is technology for? Our friends at Hyland believe technology is for transforming the way you work, for delivering complete information when and where you need it, so you can be more agile, more empowered, more connected through each interaction and in every relationship. Hyland believes in technology thoughtfully designed to create better customer experiences. Hyland is your X factor for better performance. Go to Hyland.com/insights to learn more. That's Hyland.com/insights. Scott's journey into entrepreneurship is so deep, it goes all the way back to his ancestors. He has entrepreneurship in the blood.
I come from several generations of entrepreneurs. My grandpa was like Ronald Reagan's bank chair. He had InterWest Bank up in Washington, which is like the country's best small business bank. And he like ran as like a just state rep in Washington, and he got voted in by everybody. And it didn't even matter what his political beliefs are. They just voted him in because everyone worked for the business and they trusted Barney Beeksma, right? And Reagan actually heard about that. And Reagan was like, I don't care about your politics either. I want you to come do that for banking nationwide. And so I come from several generations of entrepreneurs. But here's the cool thing about my grandpa. They exited to Wells Fargo in 2001. 80 branches, a huge exit. He put all that in a trust to give away. Wow. So I come from many generations where they don't pass on the wealth. They give. Wow. I was told from an early age, we'll teach you to fish. If we give you the fish, we're going to most likely spoil you or your kids for life. And so I am so thankful for that, man. You have no idea. I mean, yeah, they'll help with some college stuff and I had to pay them half my way and they'll help with a car here and there. But I'm talking like generational training is 100 times more valuable than generational money.
Scott learned key values from his family that are still paying dividends today. But despite being a part of an entrepreneurial bloodline, at first, he didn't have plans to follow the business footsteps of his ancestors.
I was going to be like a pastor. I like helped kids. I was literally going to do like youth work and like just help kids not make bad mistakes with drugs and stuff. And in college, my professor was like, that's not you. My mentor in college is like, you're an entrepreneur. What are you doing? Like, that's your calling. Go off and serve the world in entrepreneurship. And you're probably going to come back and run this university in a couple decades. And I would be honored to work for you. And this is when I was like 21. So it totally set me up for this.
Through this little push by a trusted college mentor, Scott discovered there could be a different sort of ministry as an entrepreneur. He could create successful businesses to serve the world.
I have two simple goals. Serve 1 billion people a year to reduce their suffering, and then give away $1 billion in a way that actually does the same thing to help people. I want to have a lot of businesses. And so in a lot of different industries.
Serving people is the through line that connects Scott's businesses. 10 years ago, Scott created Apex Leadership as a passion project to help schools fundraise while encouraging students to learn leadership skills and have fun with fitness.
I actually started it because my wife was a first grade teacher for many years and she spent a bunch of money on her kids. And when I was like, you're going to get paid back for that? And she's like, no, we just do this as teachers. And for a teacher making 38 grand a year, it's like, okay, that's like a whole paycheck you just blew. So we started Apex to teach leadership and fitness to kids, elementary and middle schools all across America. And then we turned it into a franchise system because it just exploded. This was like back in 2011. And so we went from like 20 schools our first year to like 100 to like three. Like now we've probably served 6,000-7,000 schools all across America, 4 to 5 million families we serve. We have 120 franchisees and I'm on the back end. Like I've just been doing like leadership themes. We teach them and we end it with a big fun run. I mean, it's just a really, really fun business. And we have to buy like $10 million of just t-shirts and prizes and equipment every year just to get the kids like enough supplies to do the programs. And wow. So anyway, it got to the point where it almost outgrew us. Like I can't leverage my house anymore for prizes. I got to get some help. So my partner and I found a great group out of Houston to take over the franchisor level. And it was a great exit, incredible exit. They paid well, but they also are the perfect people.
And then there's the banking app, GravyStack, that Scott recently launched. It's a way parents can help their children have fun while also learning about finances.
It's basically like gamified banking, teaching financial literacy to kids and families and teenagers.
Another really cool project in development is Hero Maker Studios. Although in some ways, it may seem dramatically different than what he offers with his other companies, it's in fact a new way of serving communities through story and empowering people.
It's mobile-first comics for the next generation. It's completely community-driven. People get to decide what happens to these characters, but we're creating our own universe with 100 characters that are partnering with famous names. So like Jim Quick and Simon Sinek's a partner with us. My founding partner in the business is Garib Sheamus. He's the founder of Comic-Con and Wizards the Magazine. If there's any nerds and geeks out there, he is the GOAT in this space. One of his best friends was Stan Lee. And so we want to create a universe that's community driven with 100 incredible storylines that are all going to have crossovers and collaborations. And these are like real world, inspiring, giving hope, really fun storylines that become comics and then turn into, you know, movies and productions and all that kind of stuff.
Another of Scott's companies, Happy, takes a very direct route to making people's lives better via a wearable device. Happy's products emit ultra-low frequency radio energy that imitates particular electromagnetic fields that can change a person's state of consciousness.
That product and that mission of that company is to reduce suffering and increase people's mental health, their engagement in the world, better sleep, better performance, better focus, energy on command, relaxation on command, like help them reach those states faster. Because if they actually do that, then they can serve the people in their life. I can't tell you how many people email us in. They're like, you have no idea. I was addicted to benzos for months, or I hadn't slept in years. I hate pills. I don't want to be addicted to a drug every day, to, you know, even caffeine or sugar or whatever, smoking. People want to be able to elevate their state without the use of these potential toxins and chemicals in their body. And so that's what we can give them. And so, yeah, up leveling yourself and your own consciousness and giving you all these on command states that help you serve the world better.
It's undeniable that the work Scott is doing across his different businesses is pushing our world forward in so many ways. But Scott is one man, so how is he doing it all? According to a Forbes article, a troubling finding in the Development Dimensions International's Global Leadership Forecast 2021 was that 60% of leaders are feeling used up at the end of each workday. How does Scott avoid burnout at work and continue to bring the best version of himself back home at the end of every day? Find out after the break. When I need help, I want someone who understands where I am now and where I'm coming from, but with a broader perspective. The folks at Highland are like that. Highland is a true partner to more than half of Fortune 100 companies, a partner that understands your industry and offers expertly tailored solutions that evolve with you. With Highland, you gain a complete view of information across your organization, along with the agility to compete at the top of your game and deliver better customer experiences. Highland is your X factor for better performance. Go to highland.com/insights to learn more. That's HYLAND.com/insights. For an entrepreneur like Scott, who really cares about people and the work he's doing, falling in love with each business is inevitable. The difficulty is maintaining a healthy type of love with each business.
I fall in love with every single one of my businesses, and it's very hard to get out of the way. If you are so intertwined in your business and you are so caught up in your business, you're the limiting factor. So in my businesses, I got 5 companies and they're all in completely different spaces, biotech, fintech, Marvel Universe style comic launch we're doing with all these famous people. We got 3 unicorns in the making. It's crazy. But I love each of these things.
In any relationship, love and hate can be 2 sides of the same coin. In 2016, Scott learned an important lesson on how to manage his businesses with an experience he had involving Apex Leadership.
We had probably 40 franchisees already and we're moving. But I hated it because I did love it and I'm so passionate about it, but I was wearing 10 hats. I was doing everything. I was so perfectionist about every little detail that my hair was on fire and I was burning out. And it was terrible, man. And so I was literally about to drop the business for like $2 million and just get out and be like, I'm done. I'm going to go like to a cave in Africa or something.
Moving to a cave in another continent may seem like an extreme response, but burnout is a very real concern for all of us. In a recent 2021 survey by Indeed, 52% of U.S. workers responded that they were experiencing burnout. Thankfully, a good friend's intervention and guidance ended up being Scott's saving grace.
He goes, you need to talk to strategic coach, Dan Sullivan. He's an absolute legend. And you need to join coach. You need to get your life in order. You need to work on the freedom of time, money, relationship, and purpose. You need to get your businesses self-managing. You need to go down a different path than you are right now.
So Steve initiated a relationship with Dan Sullivan for mentorship. The skills he learned from Dan were game-changing.
In 9 months, I kid you not, Apex was completely self-managing. It was self-multiplying as well. We put the right people in the right places, and it completely freed me up to continue to bring on partnerships and envision the business more and create more value. And the business like almost 10x just since then, the one that we just exited. Dan Sullivan has become basically my closest mentor in the world.
In fact, Scott was actually with Dan when the opportunity for HatBeep was presented to him by the scientist who had been working on the technology for 18 years.
They had been trying to figure out a model, and I basically came in and said, here's what it looks like. Let me license it from you. I'll start my own deal. I'll raise a bunch of money. We'll take it to the world. And they're like, okay. But I never would have had that opportunity if Apex wasn't self-managing and multiplying. And so the day it happened, I was literally in the room with Dan Sullivan, and he literally brought in everybody. He's like, okay, you're sitting next to Joe Polish. Here's Dave Asprey from Joe. Here's Martin Tobias. Here's Jim Quick. They literally set up the whole thing in front of me, and all these people invested. And they're like, we're in. We love this model. This is going to change the world. It's like mental health for 100 years from now. Literally choose your state. Choose, you know, sleepy, alert, calm, relaxed, focused, chill out with a happy hour drink digitally. On command. Are you kidding me? So that I just launched it. And here we are today. And we got three more companies going. And
for passionate people, there can be a tendency toward perfectionism, to micromanaging every aspect of the process. Instead, Scott found that letting go of the minutia freed him up.
I'm not the day-to-day ops guy. Why am I doing a bunch of checklist things that anybody else could do? My biggest value add is recruiting great people and casting great vision, right? Because without vision, the people perish. If you see a vision, and this is what all great entrepreneurs have, is a vision for the future. Where are we going and how do we get there? People really underestimate that value, but if you can clarify it, it attracts people like a magnet.
Now that Scott has the strategy for the business game down, he can just keep iterating.
All of my companies, I follow the same playbook. So my job is 0 to 1. Get it started, figure out the product market fit, and then get the right team involved. As soon as it starts scaling, you start to get your revenue, you start to get your profitability. Then I want to exit the side door as fast as possible and just work on vision, partnerships, creative. Let me just build.
But then it's a question of ownership. Does the serial entrepreneur own the businesses, or do the businesses own the entrepreneur?
And I have to be very careful that these businesses don't own me. They are a tool for me to have the freedom of time and freedom of money, freedom of relationship, and freedom of purpose. Those four freedoms that Strategic Coach talks about, they are a tool. I own them. And I want to make sure that they're helping me reach what actual success means. So for me, it is about, when I say GOAT, that has nothing to do with net worth. When I say GOAT, it has nothing to do with how many unicorns I have, blah, blah, blah. I set the goal of reducing suffering for 1 billion people. And that can come in a lot of forms, right? It can come through connection, community, mental health, childhood development, helping parents. Like, all these businesses are literally doing just that.
Scott has also set a goal of giving away $1 billion to help people. But this giving mentality doesn't end at philanthropy. It's also something he brings into his own home.
The goal of giving away $1 billion is actually setting up for me a different mindset where, yeah, I want to have a system where I can be an abundant giver. I can be abundantly giving with my family, with my wife, with my kids. I can have the freedom to make sure my health is in check. I take 2% of whatever I make every year and put it right back into health. Just that, not business, health. You know, we have a gym in our garage. We're doing like Viome gut health all the time. I do peptides. I do cold plunge. I do all this, you know, vitamins. And my wife, you know, we're getting her into a bunch of stuff too to make sure that she can join this with me, because we got to both be healthy for the next 100 years. But that's the thinking, man. Like, you, I want to be the GOAT all around.
Entrepreneur coach Dan Sullivan has 4 key freedoms that really act to motivate entrepreneurs. You've heard Scott himself rattle them off. They are freedom of time, freedom of money, freedom of relationship, and freedom of purpose. It's fascinating because if perspective is not in order for an entrepreneur, or for any executive or business leader for that matter, all of these values can turn into burdens. Scott educates us that having the right perspective is of utmost importance so that these motivations truly are freeing. He sets lofty business goals, but they are to serve others. Even in terms of a monetary goal to give to others, donating $1 billion is about creating an abundant mindset in all areas of his life, including his faith, family, and his health, too. Scott learned that to be successful, he needed to let go of perfectionism and to surround himself with great people to manage his companies. After doing so, he discovered that a holistic goat hangs out high on the mountain, looks out with great sense of vision, envisions a new creative possibility, and then builds a team to make that happen. Business X Factors is brought to you by our friends at Hyland. For over a decade, Hyland has been named a leader in the Gartner Magic Quadrant for Content Services Platforms, leading the way to help people get the information they need, when and where they need it. More than half of 2020 Fortune 100 companies rely on Hyland to help them create more meaningful connections with the people they serve. When your focus is on the people you serve, Hyland stands behind you. Hyland is your X factor for better performance. Go to Hyland.com/insights to learn more. That's Hyland.com/insights. You've been listening to Business X Factors, created by our team here at Mission.org and brought to you by Hyland. Are you enjoying this show? If so, I'd be so grateful if you rated and reviewed us on Apple Podcasts, as this helps ensure that more listeners like you find this show. It also lets me know how I'm doing. If you enjoyed this episode and want to dive deeper into the topics discussed, be sure to check out the resources section of our show notes, where we've included helpful links, articles, and books, including any stat or story referenced in this episode. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Jeremy Bergeron, and I'll catch you next time on Business X Factors.